Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're unearthing the captivating story of Chopard. It's a name that, well, for most of us, immediately conjures images of dazzling diamonds, you know, intricate watches, the whole glamour of the red carpet. But what if I told you there's, like, a whole lot more to this iconic brand than just sparkle? This deep dive, we're going to explore how Chopard became this titan of luxury.
Yeah.
From its really quite humble beginnings to his surprising modern commitments.
That's exactly right. Our mission for you today is to, well, go beyond the surface. We're not just looking at what makes Chopard a leading luxury brand, but really why its pieces command such, you know, astronomical prices. We'll delve into its unique heritage, that unparalleled craftsmanship, and maybe some of those unexpected turns that truly define it. Think of this as your personal shortcut, sort of, to understanding a cornerstone of the luxury market, hopefully filled with those aha moments that reveal the true depth.
I am definitely ready for those aha moments. So, okay, let's rewind. Way back. It all started with a watchmaker, Louis-Louis Chopard. He founded his brand in the small Swiss town of Saint-Villiers way back in 1860. And apparently from day one, he established this formidable reputation, not just for beautiful watches, but for watches that were incredibly accurate and reliable.
Absolutely. And that reputation was, well, it was the bedrock. His precision watchmaking, it quickly gained a really loyal following. A significant step then happened in 1921. Chopard strategically moved its headquarters to Geneva, a city already known for, you know, horlogery.
Right, the high-end watchmaking world.
Exactly, that world of high-end artistic watchmaking where precision engineering meets unparalleled craftsmanship. But the really pivotal expansion, the game changer, came in the 1970s. That's when the company broadened its horizons into fine jewelry.
Oh, okay.
And that move was crucial. It sort of cemented Chopard's status as this dual threat in the luxury market, mastering both exquisite watchmaking and breathtaking jewelry artistry.
And that dual identity, it really exploded with one of Chopard's most iconic designs, didn't it?
Yeah.
The Happy Diamonds collection, first introduced in 1976. I mean, can you imagine the buzz? Diamonds, completely free, just moving and dancing inside a transparent case. It was so playful, kind of whimsical, a radical departure, really. Mm-hmm. And it quickly became a signature for the brand. Of course, they've introduced other incredible collections since then, like the Stately Imperial, the Sporty Hat B-Sport, and the LUC line. Very technical.
Yeah, and it's fascinating how they built on that success. In the 1980s, Chopard made another really strategic move. They acquired a chain of retail stores across Europe.
Direct retail.
Exactly. Yeah. This massively increased their visibility. It allowed them to connect directly with a, you know, a wider, more diverse audience, mm-hmm. really amplifying their presence in the luxury market.
What's particularly remarkable, though, and kind of rare today with all the corporate mergers and buyouts, is that Chopard has managed to keep its heart, you know, firmly rooted in its origins. It's managed to remain family-owned, with fourth-generation leaders Caroline and Carl Friedrich Scheufel serving as co-presidents today. That kind of continuity is, well, something else, isn't it?
It truly is. Maintaining family ownership for that long, especially in the high-stakes luxury sector, it's incredibly significant. It allows them to uphold, you know, a distinct set of values, a deep-seated commitment to craftsmanship, and a long-term vision. That might be harder to maintain under, say, different ownership structures. Mm. It means decisions are often made with legacy in mind, not just quarterly profits. And that contributes deeply to their unique brand identity and the consistent quality you see.
Okay, now let's pivot. Let's talk about the wow factor, Chopard's most breathtaking, most valuable creations. But these aren't just, you know, expensive trinkets. Each one represents a pinnacle of design or daring or innovation. They really tell a part of Chopard's grand story. So get ready for some serious sparkle as we delve into some of the most extraordinary Chopard pieces as of 2025.
Absolutely. This section really testifies to Chopard's relentless innovation, their unparalleled use of the rarest materials, and, of course, that exceptional artistry. These pieces aren't just expensive. They are pinnacles of design, of engineering, often pushing the very boundaries of what's, well, possible in high jewelry and watchmaking.
Okay, kicking off our journey through opulence and holding the title, get this, the most expensive watch ever sold at auction. It's the Chopard 201 Carat Watch. It fetched a staggering $25 million back in 2000.
Yeah, I mean, this wasn't just a watch. It was more like a defiant statement of opulence. It challenged the very definition of a timepiece, really making it a wearable sculpture. It features a colossal 201 carats of diamonds, including three massive heart-shaped diamonds.
Wow.
Yeah, a 15-carat pink, a 12-carat blue, and an 11-carat white. They literally embrace the watch face. and the white gold bracelet, another 163 carats of white and yellow diamonds. And importantly, it's also a technical marvel. It's powered by a mechanical movement with a tourbillon complication.
The tourbillon.
Right, that intricate rotating cage that constantly counters gravity's effects for incredible timekeeping precision.
Absolutely mind-boggling. Okay, moving to another astonishing piece, the Chopard Blue Diamond Ring, valued at over $16 million.
This ring showcases a stunning 9-carat blue diamond. I mean, blue diamonds are extremely rare and valuable in themselves. It's beautifully set within a triangle of smaller white diamonds on an 18-carat white gold pave band, you know, where diamonds are set incredibly close together, creating this surface entirely covered in gems.
Like a carpet of diamonds.
Exactly. And the fact that the Schoeffel family reportedly possesses this piece, it's not just about ownership. It really symbolizes the intrinsic value and the legacy they see in their creations, treating them like foundational heirlooms, not just commodities.
Now, for a piece that really captures this evolving idea of luxury, the Chopard earring set with 62 opals, valued around $18 million.
What's truly compelling here is the story. These earrings, they were famously worn by Cate Blanchett at the 2014 Oscars.
Oh, I remember those. Stunning.
Right. So its value is certainly amplified by that celebrity provenance, but also significantly by its ethical provenance. It's crafted using Fairmined gold.
Okay, explain Fairmined gold again.
Sure. It means the gold was sourced responsibly, transparently, from certified artisanal and small-scale mines. It's a powerful statement, you know? Luxury extending beyond just aesthetics, embracing social and environmental responsibility.
It's remarkable how that adds value now. And speaking of boundary pushing, you might not expect this next one. At number 8, we have Chopard sunglasses, valued at an incredible $400,000.
Yes. Currently the world's most expensive sunglasses as of 2025. These aren't just sunglasses. They kind of represent Chopard's audacity, extending their artistry into, well, everyday accessories. They're crafted from 60 grams of 24 karat gold, decorated with 51 diamonds, set so incredibly close together, even more so than traditional pave, creating this soft surface that lets light shine through beautifully.
Wow. Where do they even show those?
They were first showcased in Dubai back in 2012, proving that, you know, luxury knows no bounds when it comes to design and materials.
Incredible. And rounding out our spotlight on these extraordinary pieces, let's look at the Chopard LUC Tourbillon Baguette Watch, valued around $240,000.
This is a limited edition piece, only 25 ever produced, so highly sought after, and it's a technical marvel. It features the chronometer certified LUC 02.01 Eletourbillon movement, which also bears the prestigious Poinçon de Genève stamp.
The Geneva seal, right. A big deal in watchmaking.
A very big deal. It's an independent, rigorous certification from Geneva, guaranteeing the absolute highest standards. Craftsmanship, finishing, accuracy. And visually, stunning too. Adorned with over 300 baguette-cut diamonds, those are the rectangular cuts totaling 27 carats.
Wow, that's just an extraordinary collection of masterpieces.
Yeah.
But beyond these individual, like, showstoppers.
Yeah.
What about the popular collections, the beloved ones that define Chopard's broader luxury offerings today? What stands out to you about how Chopard crafts its more, maybe accessible isn't the right word, but its wider range?
Well, a key aspect here is the diversity, but also the thematic consistency. Beyond these ultra high-end pieces, Chopard offers a really wide array of watch lines, catering to different tastes. You still have the playful Happy Diamonds, of course, the technically superior LUC collection we just mentioned, and the rugged yet elegant Alpine Eagle collection. That one's actually inspired by the Swiss Alps.
Oh, yeah. How so?
It features this textured dial, really beautiful, that's reminiscent of an eagle's iris.
Cool detail. And it's not just watches, right? Their jewelry lines are equally iconic. Mm. When we talk rings, you have popular collections like Happy Hearts, those charming heart motifs, Ice Cube for people who prefer that modern geometric look, those blocks of gold, and naturally Happy Diamonds with their signature floating gems. Plus, they do stunning engagement and wedding bands too, like the Forever collection. Very sleek designs there.
Precisely, and their necklaces also embody distinct aesthetics. Happy Hearts necklaces, they're often seen as romantic gifts. While Happy Diamonds necklaces really symbolize pure luxury elegance, the Ice Cube pendants offer a very contemporary minimalist style, often with tiny cubic diamonds. And for bracelets, you see a similar range. They also add the delicate Precious Lace collection.
Precious Lace?
Yeah, featuring fine diamonds, sometimes rubies. And then Happy Hearts bracelets, they come with various stones like onyx, malachite, mother of pearl. Loads of choice.
And naturally, matching earrings across all those lines to complete the set. Okay, so we've covered Chopard's storied past, their breathtaking masterpieces, and their popular collections. But Chopard isn't just about dazzling creations in history. It's also a brand that seems remarkably attuned to the present, making some maybe surprising commitments that really set it apart today.
Yeah, and this raises that important question, you know, how do modern luxury brands adapt? How do they redefine their values? First, there's Chopard's profound commitment to sustainability, which is huge. They launched their journey to sustainable luxury back in 2013, going far beyond just the Kimberley process.
Right, the conflict diamond thing.
Exactly. The international certification scheme meant to prevent conflict diamonds from entering the market. Chopard's initiative, it's built on three pillars: ethical sourcing of raw materials, responsible processing, and using renewable energy. They've established direct partnerships with gold mines, with refineries, and they mandate that all suppliers adhere to the Chopard Ethical Gold Framework, which sets really strict standards for environmental, social, and human rights responsibility.
That feels like a really bold move for a luxury brand. I mean, how much of a competitive edge does a commitment like that truly offer? In a market that's still, let's be honest, largely driven by pure aesthetics and prestige, is it really a core driver, or is it also, you know, a savvy response to changing consumer values?
I think it's both, and I'd argue it's increasingly becoming a core driver. Today's luxury consumer, especially younger generations, they want to know the story behind the product, not just its beauty, but its ethics. Where did it come from? Chopard's transparency, their direct engagement with the supply chain, that definitely builds trust. It resonates with those values. And yeah, it sets them apart from competitors who might offer beautiful pieces, but maybe lack that verifiable commitment.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
What's the second unique aspect, the thing that sets them apart?
Secondly, it's their long-standing partnership with the Cannes Film Festival. Chopard's been the official partner since 1998. Their jewelry is just a staple on that red carpet.
Oh yeah, you always see it.
Totally. And they are responsible for designing the prestigious Palme d'Or trophy, which is this exquisite piece, 118 grams of pure gold. And each year, they create a unique high jewelry collection specifically for the festival, worn by A-listers like Rihanna, Julianne Moore, Marion Cotillard. It adds incredible glamour, incredible visibility. It's a brilliant synergy, really, between art and luxury.
Definitely. And the third, which we touched on earlier, but yeah, it really needs to be underscored as a key differentiator.
Absolutely. The third significant point is that Chopard is still family-owned and run. And this is exceptionally rare for a luxury brand founded way back in 1860 to remain in the hands of the founding family for four generations. With Carl Friedrich and Caroline Scheffel at the helm as co-presidents, it maintains this genuine family feel and a deep-rooted commitment to traditional values, to exceptional craftsmanship. This ensures the brand's core identity, its quality remain intact. It fosters a consistency, a passion that's, well, you can feel it in their creations.
What an incredible deep dive we've taken. From Louis-Lucie Chopard's humble beginnings as a watchmaker in a small Swiss town to the global luxury powerhouse that Chopard is today. It's a brand synonymous with, you know, breathtaking innovation, timeless elegance, and pieces that just redefine luxury, whether it's a $25 million watch or a $400,000 pair of sunglasses, all while adapting to this rapidly changing world.
So considering Chopard's deep commitment to ethical sourcing, its enduring family legacy, and that relentless pursuit of design excellence, here's something for you to think about. What does this tell us about the evolving definition of luxury in the 21st century? And how might that influence your perspective on value, you know, beyond just the price tag?